The last few months have been interesting, to say the least. We've had constant media attacks claiming the county agreed to a ginormous settlement. During this time, it's become clear to me that people, including Administrator Gibbs, really believed that that was true. He asked me on several occasions why the board was giving the health officer $4 million. I repeatedly explained that that was a false narrative from the media and from other people. It has seemed that John's relationship with the board has become more strained during this time period. And it was around this time I started hearing some concerns from commissioners. At first, I thought it was related to the stress of the situation, to the lawfare, to the media reports constantly, you know, sharing false narratives. However, concerns became more pronounced in December and in January, and board members began to tell me they thought the administrator had begun to disregard some of their direction. However, I didn't personally experience any of this, any of the issues being reported. My interactions with the administrator were overall pretty normal. But for the sake of time, I'm going to fast forward a little bit to the first regular board meeting of this year on January 16. A few days before that meeting, I'd met with John and indicated I had received complaints and concerns from board members, and that I thought perhaps he had lost the confidence of the board. I asked asked for his thoughts, and he ended up, you know, drafting a resignation letter and a recommendation letter he would like me to sign. However, he decided not to pursue it, and so I dropped it and just tried to focus on doing the business of the people. That's what we're here to do. So the day before the January 16 board meeting, we received a letter from Butzel Long, a law firm representing Administrator Gibbs. This was a pretty big surprise. The next few weeks were very busy. We had that hearing at the Muskegon Circuit Court on January 19 regarding the Hamblin case. The board met on January 30. And during this time, corporate counsel assisted with finding outside counsel who could help address that letter. By the next board meeting, the 13th, that was last week, Tuesday, the board hired Brooke Bissonette to provide legal services in connection with the letter. And Brooke's here with us today. So Brooke immediately reached out to John's attorney, Butzel Long, but determined that they no longer represented Administrator Gibbs. But he did find out that the administrator retained a new lawyer, Hurwitz Law from Ann Arbor. So our attorney began reviewing the letter, communicated with John's new attorney, reviewed complaints, and prepared a confidential memo for the board. Last Thursday, Hurwitz Law communicated that Mr. Gibbs would be willing to resign if he was paid $630,000. Subsequently, they communicated that he was willing to resign if he was paid $420,000. It's probably worth noting that if an administrator is terminated, the current contract talks about paying around $210,000. Anyway, it leads us to where we are today. So I called this meeting to address the letter from Administrator Gibbs, to hear the offer of resignation and the complaints against him. So as we continue through today's meeting, I want to remind everybody of an important principle. Government officials must serve and implement the will of the people at the direction of the duly elected Board of Commissioners, because we live in a constitutional republic. No one is exempt. No one gets a free pass. There's no exceptions to this principle. This is how our republic works. People vote for their elected leaders who are expected to make decisions on their behalf. Government bureaucracy is accountable to the people through their elected representatives. This is democracy at work. The people of Ottawa County would not be represented well if the staff within the government can operate without oversight or accountability, or if they ignore elected officials. Government positions are not lifetime appointments. We work on behalf of the people, and those at the highest levels should seek to do their duty to the highest standards. So whatever happens here today and in the future, we're going to continue doing the work of the people, because that's what we're responsible to do. The principle at hand to remember is that government officials are accountable to the people because we live in a constitutional republic.